You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give the Lord praise for another Monday. We bless your name, O Lord. We thank you for making it possible for us to see another day. And there are those who, after the weekend, couldn't make it to today, but Lord, by your mercies, you've kept us and granted us this opportunity to see this day by your grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We are here to pray, and before we pray, as we always do, we go through the scriptures so that we pray aright. Our monthly theme is Victorious Lord, and it's from the scripture Psalm 98 verse 1. We'll sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our God does marvelous things. By his right hand and his holy arm, we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We've been going through the series, The Blessing of the Lord, and today is the fifth time, and the subtitle is The Mysterious Hand of God. In recapping what we went through our last session, we read the scriptures, Genesis 27 verse 41, talking about Esau hating Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father had blessed him, and Esau saying in his heart, the days of mourning for my father at hand, and I will slay my brother. That's what he was saying in his heart. Why? Because the blessing was the most important, or is the most important. From Genesis 30:27, we looked at Laban saying unto Jacob, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord had blessed me for thy sake. So because of the blessing of the Lord upon Jacob, through the pronouncement of the blessing which his father Isaac had done, it was manifesting wherever he went. Wherever he went, the blessing was manifesting. So we learned that wherever we are, the blessing works and manifests wherever we go. We see it even with Joseph. Wherever he went, the blessing was very profound in manifestation. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 30, it says, for it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord had blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I provide for my own house also? So we see multiplication comes with a blessing. We learned from our previous session where Jacob was testifying of this before his uncle. Genesis 39:5. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. So as I said, previous session, we learned the scripture to implying that the blessing manifests wherever we are. The blessing is the most important. We must recall that from our last two previous sessions, too, we found out that the blessing is the most easily despised. And it's important to keep that in mind as we continue today. Today, our main point is that the blessing is God's invisible hand rested on the believer. You cannot see the blessing as maybe just an entity that you can't show persons. It is the blessing. No, the blessing is invisible. He is invincible. The blessing is not the pronouncement. You pronounce the blessing in terms of words. But when the pronouncement is made, an invincible person who is the blessing is dispatched to move with you. As believers, we know that the Holy Spirit is in us, according to scripture. Greater is he that is in you, that is in the world. So we have the Holy Spirit. He's God's blessing for the believer. He's the one who testifies of the fact that we are born of God, okay? He's our seal. So the believer is blessed because of the Spirit of God that is with him. So you see, the believer is blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because the blessing of the Lord is invisible, not seen by the physical eye until you see the manifestation of the blessing. And one of the manifestations of the blessing we saw is the multiplication. Multiplication. Abraham, when he was leaving his father's house, had this amount. Now, over time, you see, because of the blessing of the Lord, you see multiplication. Now, you see Jacob runs away from his father's house. And now, at a point, he goes to Laban, his uncle, and before he leaves, you see multiplication. So one of the manifestations of the blessing is multiplication, but multiplication is not a blessing. It's just the manifestation of the blessing. And because we see the multiplication, but we don't see the invisible person being the blessing, we tend to now focus on the visible things instead of the invisible things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the scripture, Romans 1:20 says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and the Godhead, so that they are without excuse." There's a scripture I wanted to show you which talks about calling into visible from the invisible. There's a connection, but you need to be very careful. If you don't take care, you will constantly be operating by the visible. You start chasing after money, chasing after things, because those are the things you see, instead of chasing or instead of walking by the invisible, which are the principles of the blessing, which make the blessing operational in our life. And we need to constantly be dealing with our eyes, dealing with our ears, being careful that we are not driven by these, but rather driven by what pleases the Lord, which keeps the blessing of God operational. And we'll be going into some of those later, how to keep the blessing operational in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We read Psalm 118 verse 14. "The Lord is my strength and it's become my salvation." So having the Lord, you have strength. Having the Lord, you have salvation. Various instances, you are saved or you are redeemed from or delivered from all sorts of circumstances. So is it better for you to have the Lord or to be chasing after other connections? When you have the Lord, you have these. And he does them by his invisible hand and his mysterious hand. And that is what we see in Psalm 98 verse 1, that by his right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. He has a mysterious hand. When the blessing of the Lord is at work, it is the hand of the Lord that is mysteriously in operation. You don't see it, but you see the results. You don't see the movement, but you see the results. Hallelujah. In Psalm 118, we go to the verse 15. It says, "The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord, it doeth valiantly." And the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." Why? Because the right hand of the Lord, it doeth valiantly. When the hand of the Lord is rested upon your life, you shall not die, but you live to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will praise God in the land of the living because of the right hand of the Lord resting upon us, because of the operation or the manifestation of the blessing of the Lord in our lives. And so you must not discount God's blessing, but rather embrace his blessing. Rather focus on keeping his blessing operational in your life, because when that is in place, nothing else can stop the move of God in your life. Today we are going to pray, "My Father in heaven, please grant me the grace to stay conscious of your blessing and to desire to please you always. Bless me, Lord, and grant me wisdom to stay within your will in Jesus' name." But before we say that prayer, if you have not given your life to Christ Jesus, I want to give you this opportunity to do so. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ leads to salvation. To be baptized in the name of Jesus in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to be baptized in the name of Christ Jesus brings you salvation. And so today, you cannot be saved by your sins. Scripture says that for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the only way by redeeming a soul from death, eternal death and damnation to life, is for the soul to accept Christ Jesus as its Lord and to be baptized in the name of Jesus. So please say this short prayer after me. Thy Lord Jesus, today I stand before you, just a sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me. Today, I believe that you died and you rose again, all for my sake. So today, I confess you as the Lord and the Master over my life. I dedicate my life completely to you. Be my King forever and ever. I thank you for granting me access to eternal life. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
If you have said this prayer, I need to be baptized. And so the contact information will be left so that you make sure that you contact us. And then we do the needful. God richly bless you. Please, everybody declare after me, my dear Father in heaven.
My dear Father in heaven.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious.
Of your blessing.
Of your blessing.
And to desire to please you always.
And to desire to please you always.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
And grant me wisdom.
And grant me wisdom.
To stay within your will.
To stay within your will.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
So you are praying this prayer from your heart that the Lord should help you focus on his blessing and not focus on the products of the blessing. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. To focus on you, Lord. To focus on you, Lord. To focus on the blessing and not the products of the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Please grant me the grace to stay conscious of your blessing and to desire to please you always. Bless me, Lord, and grant me wisdom to stay within your will. In the name of Jesus.
To be moved by the blessing of the Lord and not the products of the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, to focus solely on, Lord, your blessing and not the manifestations of the blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus, to be conscious, Lord, of your person, O Lord. To be conscious, Lord, of your agents, the blessing. To be conscious, Lord, of that which you've given unto us, of he whom you've given unto us. To be conscious of the Holy Spirit and not to be conscious of the manifestations, rather, in the name of Jesus, to focus on you and not the things, in the name of Jesus. Sandere berebe and dodo boyaba Rama Mayandere berebe Jeberebe Akaba. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Shira Shira Kano Shira Kano Shira Kano. Ishira, Shira Kano, Shira Kaye, Sunya Meba. Oh, Ishira, Shira Kano, Shira Kano. Just gave your life to Christ, please do not hesitate to contact us via our email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.